Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent about Monday's school board meeting and the new school board member.
The board decided on Vicki Reed to fill the vacant spot left over from Leslie Miller's resignation. So, Cassie, first off, take us through the process, really, of Monday's meeting and why the board ended up coming up to deciding on Vicki Reed as the replacement.
The process, I thought, went very, very smoothly. The school district had six candidates that came forward and expressed interest in that open position. And so the school board together put together a list of seven questions, interviewed each of the candidates with those exact same questions, and then they had eight criteria from Iowa School Board Association that they'd help provide us to do some scoring on. And as they looked at the information given based on the questions that were asked, they were able, I think, to have a pretty good sense on those criteria pieces and were very impressed with all six of the candidates. Again, President Schmidt, I thought, did a nice job of encouraging each of them to go ahead and consider running for the election here that'll be held in September, because they definitely have a passion for school business, and so it'll be good when they have that opportunity to run as well. Some of the things that they were looking for, part of the criteria, is doing what's best for kids, connecting well within the community, having an enthusiasm for the vision that we have created over the last few years, and a commitment and connection to our community. Also listening and seeking shared solutions, and an ability to maintain confidentiality and to be an advocate as well, what the school is trying to accomplish with students, with parents and community members, and kind of help be that voice.
So now Vicki Reed will serve until those elections in September. Basically, I believe you said eight more school board meetings is what she'll fill in. And then during the meeting portion on Monday, President Andrew Schmidt also said that, and you alluded to it too, is three spots potentially being up in September for election. What are those three spots, and what do people in the community have to do if they want to be considered for those spots or up for election?
There will be three open positions on the ballot in September. In July, the state will come out with the paperwork, and in order to complete that, they have to turn it into the auditor's office up here at the county courthouse by a specific date, and they have to have so many signatures on a petition, and that number hasn't been determined yet for our elections this fall, but it will be by July. Anyone can pick up paperwork at the county attorney's office or in our district office as well in July. They have to turn that back in by the end of July, and their name would be on the ballot then in September. We do have the two-year seat that Vicki Reed will be just filling until the election, so that two-year seat will be on the ballot. And then Mike Motes and Andrew Schmidt both have four-year terms that will be expiring in September, and those will also be on the ballot. My understanding from those right now, Andrew Schmidt is planning to run again for re-election, and Mike Motes is not. So we definitely will be looking for a nice group of folks to come in and fill out paperwork and hopefully provide our voters some choices on that ballot in September.
Now, as far as moving forward with Vicki Reed, what's the process for the next school board meeting to get her officially on the board? And then also, what dynamic does Vicki Reed bring to the school board that maybe might have been lacking as basically a neutral observer?
At the May 8th board meeting, right as we kick off the meeting, she will be sworn in by Craig Mobley, our school board secretary, and then she'll assume that seat and will move forward with the agenda as presented. Part of, I think, what the board really appreciated, and to be honest, it was a difficult decision for them. Leslie Miller, when she held that seat, had a finance background, and that was definitely something that they were interested in looking at. She also did not have any kids in school anymore. So having somebody on the board that really is from a community standpoint, has older children, and several of the candidates, you know, filled that role as well. I would say her experiences with businesses and with the school district, having several kids, I believe she has six children that had gone through the school district, so she's got experience in the past, also has ran a business and has an accounting degree as well. So she kind of filled some of those roles that we currently don't have with any of the other members on the school board. But there were several other candidates that had that accounting finance background and no longer had kids in school as well. When they came down to their deliberation, you know, it was very close, I think within a point or two, between Dawn Rankin and Vicki Reed from the board scoring. And that speaks very highly of Dawn as well. And we're sure hoping that she'll consider running for that open seat in September. And several of the other candidates also had some finance background, so that was exciting.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.